I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA. I woke up this morning, got myself a gun. Mama always
said I'd be the chosen one. As the U.S. Secretary of Defense, I am here in person to make something crystal clear. America's support for Israel is ironclad. And I extend my deepest condolences to the Israeli people for those killed or wounded in this terrible slaughter by Hamas. I'm also here in solidarity with all the families still living the waking nightmare of not knowing the fate of their loved ones. And we will continue to coordinate closely with Israel to help secure the release of the innocent men, women, and children in the clutches of Hamas, including American citizens.
Yes, there are still American citizens being held. We do not know how many, but we know many are still missing. The death count supposedly is well above 24 confirmed. And there are citizens from 15 different nations apparently being held by the Hamas terrorists since the weekend attack as they cross the buffer zone between the Gaza Strip and into Israel, cutting into the fences, bulldozing them down, and more troops pouring in, and plus others using paragliders to get into a beach area where there's a big music party, peace festival underway, and slaughtering everyone they could. And then in some of the cities along the Gaza Strip buffer zone in Israel, they were going into the homes, shooting people in their beds, yanking them into the street, shooting them, chopping off the heads of babies. It goes on and on and on. And right now, ground forces are preparing to make that move forward into the Gaza Strip after days of pounding. And there's been an order again and a notice to the residents of Gaza, you need to leave. They gave them specific location as to where to be safe. Unfortunately, when you do that, you're also telling Hamas where we can hide out with them continually, and we don't have to be involved in any more fighting. We can be a backup to those who stay on the front line when the Israeli troops cross. We have a lot to cover for you today. Here we are, October 13th, 2023, and today has been designated by Hamas worldwide jihad. Wherever you are, they want you to take part in some kind of terrorist action against the enemies they cite as heathens, and that would be anyone that does not accept the jihadist version of the Quran, killing all infidels, not just Jews, Israelis, anyone. There has been now one such attack documented in France earlier today. There are going to be more. And, of course, the concern is, what about in the States? Let me take a moment to remind you that when we are on the air, we are also putting up a stream for you. Larry Connors USA, Facebook or Twitter. News Talk STL, Facebook or Twitter. And Rumble. We're available on all those platforms. So you can watch in addition to just listening. Maybe now you're in the process, you're in the car, you're headed home, you're listening now. But maybe when you get home, you may want to go back and pick up the podcast and watch in addition to listen and pick up something you might have missed. And when you do, share it with others, please. You'll find it all at LarryConnorsUSA.com. LarryConnorsUSA.com. I'd mentioned the call for the jihad against everyone. Well, the reaction immediately came from the New York City Police Department. They directed all officers to report for duty today in uniform. There are times police officers don't have to wear their uniform. Maybe they're detectives doing other crimes. They don't have to be actually in uniform. And there will be some that will still be staying, quote, in undercover situations, maybe to infiltrate, see if any Hamas activity is building. Or any wacko that suddenly decides, I want to be part of the Hamas action. They had nothing to do themselves with Hamas, PLO, the Palestinian-Israeli debate and argument over the decades, centuries, but they're just going to join in to the fray to be a warrior, a martyr. I hope they become a martyr before they could hurt someone else, innocent. But the New York City Police Department, other than those undercover, or that they want to remain out of sight, telling every officer will report in uniform, and they have. In fact, during a meeting with the Jewish community leaders just last night, the deputy commissioner of the NYPD Intel and Counterterrorism Bureau stressed police are bolstering their presence, quote, as an abundance of caution, stating there is no credible or specific threats to this city or any synagogues, but out of an abundance of caution, adding that this is to deter anyone who would want to do harm in this city, but we're not seeing any threat reporting suggesting violence in New York City, yet we're obviously aware that can change at any moment, and well, it can. Any metropolitan area could become such a target. I told you the other day about a tweet that surfaced. I did not see the source quoted. It may be just someone's musing in the sense of what they were thinking, and that basically was saying, I would advise you to stay out of major metropolitan areas and events for the next 12 to 18 months. Now, that's for them to say, and you decide what's best for you. Don't want you living in fear, but you do need to be aware of your surroundings. We're back to the situation where if you see something suspicious, you report it. Now, you may, by chance, call police on somebody that wasn't really doing anything wrong. But I think we need to err on the side of caution. Yet, at the same time, don't go so overboard that, well, I saw a Muslim in hijab. You know, you need to check him out. No, we're not going to do that. We're talking about somebody that might be plotting an action. We're not going to single out a religious group and target them for either, one, any kind of violence, or two, just automatic suspicion. Americans, we are better than that. We should be. So the orders from the IDF to the Gaza residents stated basically telling these 1+ million that are still apparently in there, that would be about half of the, well, the estimated population in Gaza is 2.3. They're telling 1.1 million you need to move, and they gave them specific directions of where to go. They've got the sea to the west. They can't go that direction. They can't go to the east. They're into Israel. They do not want them approaching Israel or the buffer zone. They can go to the south of the Gaza Strip. And again, I've told you the Gaza Strip is about 25 miles in length. They're telling them you can go to the Rafah crossing, one of the wadis and bodies of water that they would all know in that region, go south of that area. So the northern part of Gaza is getting ready to be invaded directly. Now, again, when you're telling citizens how to move and where to go for your safety, you're not a combatant. We're not after you, your children. That means, obviously, Hamas will take advantage of it as well. General Austin, in his appearance in Tel Aviv, says this is no time for Israel to say, okay, we're going to back off and give you space.
Now, this is no time for neutrality or for false equivalence or for excuses for the inexcusable. There is never any justification for terrorism. And that's especially true after this rampage by Hamas. And anyone who wants lasting peace and security for this region must condemn and isolate Hamas. Hamas does not speak for the Palestinian people or their legitimate hopes for dignity, security, and statehood and peace alongside Israel.
No, they don't, but they claim they do. Same thing with the PLO. They don't really speak for the Palestinians who just want to live in peace. The PLO is another terrorist organization. They control, quote, the West Bank, which is really named Judea, but it's been renamed for West Bank because if they named it Judea, it would indicate, well, it must be open to Jews. They control that. That is on the western, or rather the eastern side of Israel. The Gaza Strip on the southwestern section of Israel, bordering against it, except for that buffer zone, is controlled by Hamas. They both want Israelis dead and the state of Israel wiped off the face of the map. And, of course, Iran and Syria and Lebanon all share the same thought. General Austin did deal with what we have and will be supplying to support the fight against the Hamas.
At President Biden's direction, we have moved urgently to respond to this crisis and to send a strong message of deterrence. The USS Gerald R. Ford Carrier Strike Group is now in the region, led by the largest aircraft carrier in the world. We've augmented U.S. fighter aircraft squadrons in the Middle East, and the U.S. Department of Defense stands fully ready to deploy additional assets if necessary.
If necessary. Now, he did not address the story I told you broke yesterday, that 2,400 U.S. Marines of the 26th Expeditionary Unit have now withdrawn from exercises in Kuwait, and they're on standby to engage with emerging events if required. He didn't specify if they're on one of the carriers now or they're exactly where they are. And I'm not asking that information be made public if it's going to endanger our troops. But he did not mention anything about a possible boots on the ground if it comes to that. And that is a big concern for many. If Israel cannot deal with Hamas directly, it was stated yesterday by Secretary Blinken, we know and we're sure that Israel can do this by themselves, but know that we're here for you if you need help. The White House is saying everything right at this point as far as what we're willing to do. The issue is they're doing it days after all. I mean, how would you sit and waiting for days to, you know, decide we're going to come make statements? Now, I know maybe not all the plans have been laid out, contingencies and so forth, but it was days before Blinken showed up in Tel Aviv yesterday, and now General Austin. President Biden nowhere to be seen. Oh, I know. He says, I'm talking to them. I'm in contact. But I am not going to forget that that weekend he was also holding a staff barbecue at the White House while we were still uncertain how many Americans were dead and, of course, Israelis. But General Austin does push this point. Israel is on the right side.
Israel has a right to protect its people. You know, and there are many phone calls this week. President Biden has told Prime Minister Netanyahu that the United States would also respond swiftly and decisively to such a massive terrorist assault. And the president also underscored that democracies like ours are stronger and more secure when we uphold the laws of war. Terrorists like Hamas deliberately target civilians, but democracies don't. This is a time for resolve and not revenge, for purpose and not panic, and for security and not surrender.
And yet not in everyone in the world, even in our nation, are condemning the Hamas terrorist actions. I received a clip of video. I will not, couldn't show it to you, and I wouldn't if I could. But I want you to listen. These are a lot of noise, Hamas terrorists yelling, surrounding a young woman, young Jewish woman, and then setting her on fire.
يا منظمة التعاون الإسلامي أين دورك الآن؟ البنك الإسلامي للتنمية أين دوركم؟ هيئة الإغاثة الإسلامية العالمية أينكم أنتم؟ الندوة العالمية للشباب الإسلامي أين أنتم؟ اللهم يا كاشف الخطوب ويا مفرج الكروب ويا من يجيب دعاء المضطر إذا دعاه يا من يكشف السوء اللهم إنا نسألك لإخواننا في أراكان وبورما أن تنصرهم وتغيثهم وتعينهم.
That yelling at the end was a girl as they splashed more fuel on her, and then she's exploding in flame after she was already fighting flames on her chest. A retired Israeli defense general went to the rescue of his family when all this started. He was on his bicycle ride. He heard about it, and he immediately went to his family's aid, just him with one pistol.
In my whole military career, I haven't seen such horrifying and terrible things, you know, of killing. I saw women holding their children and being shot by holding them. People were hiding, you know, under furnitures and got murdered. I saw a few people that their head was chopped. Children. Sorry. It was terrible, 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 terrible. And we failed, we failed. I feel ashamed. We failed to protect them.
That pause from a retired IDF general, Israeli Defense General, and he has seen a lot of action and brutality, and it took his breath in a moment for him to recollect himself. But then he also added, we've had a massive security failure.
It's a total collapse. I'm not going to say any excuses. It's a total collapse. It's a systematic collapse. It's the intelligence. It's the whole defense system. The defense system has a lot of elements. You know, it's defense. It's the technology. It's the deployment of the army. It's the backup. It's so many things. It all collapsed. So we cannot, you know, saying that any excuses is not acceptable. We have to inquire that. We have to investigate it. We have to learn a very serious lessons. By the way, in none of the scenarios, we had an idea that the Hamas from a terror organization will act as an army. What we think today is that Iran is behind it. Their plan is a copy paste of the Hezbollah. They have a similar plan in the north, you know, take over the exactly the same thing that we have seen here. But then again, we should have guess or learn or take under a serious assumption that such thing could have happened. And we didn't.
They didn't. Coming up in the next hour, are our U.S. intel agencies lying to us, claiming Iran is not behind Hamas? That's what they're saying. One report said, yes, Iran is behind it. Then the U.S. Intel Agency, no, they're not. Coming up next, John LeBoutier on how student groups at Harvard and others' universities are praising Hamas and their terrorist actions. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Hundreds of homeowners and businesses had or will have water main breaks. Wellington Environmental has a warning. You can clean up the water, but if you're not checking areas where the water leaked in the walls where you can't see it, you could end up exposing your family, your employees, your clients to hazardous mold. Wellington Environmental reminds you, if that mold is not detected, properly treated, removed, that is a risk, a liability you do not want. Wellington clients, including hospitals and schools, trust Wellington to make their environments safe. Call 314-644-4930, 644-4930, AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau,
314-644-4930. Wellington Environmental, your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
What if everything you thought and believed to be true about owning and buying your home turned out to be wrong?
Straightforward, objective advice on the right way to make the most out of every dollar you put into your home.
We're the only country that has one of those. Most other countries, considering like Canada, the UK, they don't have long-term fixed-rate mortgages like that. They're all variable-rate mortgages.
HomeWise with Michael Midget, Sunday mornings at 9 on News Talk STL.
Tim Jones and Chris Arps in the afternoon.
Horace, Americans individually have lost over $4,000 in income and over $7,000 where you have a household with both parents working.
It shouldn't be, it's the economy, stupid. We should just say, stupid! It's the economy. Unbelievable the devastation that Americans are feeling.
Tim Jones and Chris Arps, weekdays at 3:30
on News Talk STL.
This is Christina Strait with Strait Realty reminding you why pay more than four. In 2003, we had a dream to start a real estate company that would revolutionize the real estate market. Now, 20 years later, after navigating through the many markets' ups and downs, we know exactly how to help you in this challenging time. I'm Christina Strait, owner of Strait Realty. Don't give away your hard-earned equity. Give us a call today, 314-441-4444, 314-441-ALL-4s. And remember, why pay more than four?
Strait Realty is a licensed broker in the state of Missouri.
You can text Larry right now at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back, my guest we've had on numerous times before, John Labutier, former New York congressman. He came in with Reagan. He is a Reaganite, not a Trumper, but we're not interested in politics. We're interested in his view on what happened and the reaction on various college campuses, because 45 years ago, John wrote a book called Harvard Hates America, and we had a discussion with him last week about that, as to how he was really preceding or prescient as to what might happen with our universities. John, first of all, let's begin with your initial reaction when you heard about the terrorist activity going down by Hamas terrorists.
Well, like everybody else, it was last Saturday, and I woke up and I looked on my phone and saw, you know, the headlines. And as the day went forth, right, we all watched cable TV and saw little reports and clips come. It's taken several days to really get a handle on how widespread this attack was, the slaughter of Jews in many different towns, kibbutzes, that obviously the music festival. Then they've been bringing out videos of the attack itself, not just the killing of people, but the sophistication of Hamas to disable on the fence that the Israelis have built that surrounds Gaza. And it's a high-tech electronic fence with cameras and sensors on it. And they were able to disable all that stuff. And then they cut the fence and they took bulldozers and bulldozed through the fence and then came through in vehicles, Jeeps, trucks with machine guns. I mean, it's a big deal. And it was just a huge attack, deliberately planned for 2 years, at least, they say. And they've killed like 1,200 Jews.
And you know,
and that,
I'm
you
sorry.
Know,
go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's a sea change in Israel. And I watch this from afar, like you do, but you can feel it through the TV and through reading that whatever differences the Israeli people have had with Netanyahu between themselves about judicial reform and how to treat the West Bank, all that stuff. That's all off to the side. Boom. They are all one people, all Jews defending themselves against this onslaught from Hamas, maybe from Hezbollah, we'll see, and maybe from Iran, which is sort of orchestrating the whole thing. And we're going to be in watching this something that we have not seen in our lifetime. This thing could be, it could just be Gaza and confined there, hopefully.
Or it could move to biblical proportions and be the end of the war times. Now, the...
Well, I don't think that. I don't think
well,
that.
Well, I'm not saying, I'm just saying who knows how far it could go.
That's right. That's
now,
right.
Jihad, the Hamas group called for worldwide jihad today, which, of course, is our Friday 13th, a date of superstition, but they're looking at, you know, what could be done. We've already had a report of a French teacher stabbed to death. The guy's shouting Allah Akbar and, as if it was part of the terrorist action. There's a report that an embassy worker in Israel got stabbed in Beijing, an Israeli who was with the embassy in Beijing. You're going to see scattered, so far no massive, and yet at any moment it could. And you've got your New York City police fully uniformed up unless they're undercover. It's a state of siege across the world at this point, and yet you don't want to live that way.
Well, that's right, and I mean, I like to think that our country, and I think they'll have an attack or two or something, but I don't think any big thing's going to happen. I think we'll get through today, okay? I say that. I'm not Jewish. If I were Jewish, I'd be scared to death today. I'd be scared to death of some idiot that listens to these Muslim jerks telling me what to do. And telling me to go, ordering that I get stabbed or killed. That would worry me.
And I want to reinforce it when you say Muslim jerks. Really, we're talking about jihadists. Many Muslims are not part of it all.
Right.
No. The other point. Let's go to what's happening on our college campuses. 30 plus student body groups at Harvard suddenly started rallying in behalf of Hamas, not even condemning what they were doing. And in the beginning, the university president was kind of taking a hands off, but then it got, I think, so much backlash, probably from alum that is putting a lot of money into the university, finally put out a statement that's saying, you cannot allow this, we don't stand with it, these students do not speak for us. And some of them backed away, but for many, I don't think they know history. I don't think they understand a damn thing other than get in the street and yell and shout, and it's all about the Palestinians have been under the boot of Israel all these years, and they don't know the real history.
Well, that's true, and they are young, and they're at college and all. But I got to say this, too. There is going to be a consequence to people. You're an adult. When you're in college, you're not a baby. You're over 18. You could be in the army at 19 in this country. You could die for this country at 19. So if you're running around Harvard and using that notoriety as they did, these 30, 31 student groups, to say outrageous stuff against Israel, there are going to be lifetime consequences. Now, Bill Ackman, who's the head of a big hedge fund here in New York, he put the word out. The fellow financial people,
right?
Do not hire these kids when they apply for a job. You don't want to be 19, 20, 21, looking to a future and in effect be blackballed because you were stupid and came out at some protest at Harvard. But I'm all for the blackball. This stuff's got to stop. And it's happened at other colleges. But unlike years ago, there is a pushback this time.
Yes.
You see the thing at the University of Pennsylvania, another Ivy League college,
right?
Where this guy that gave $50 million 5 years ago to the college, $50 million, he's all PO'd that the president and the chairman of the board won't condemn these people at the school who are blasting Israel. And the guy's urging all the donors, don't give any more money to the school. Well, I think money talks.
Oh, yeah. And I think that's behind what the Harvard president suddenly deciding we're going to make a statement and call it for what it is. A conservative group organized a billboard truck going around with the pictures of these students, even though in the rally they might have had their faces covered. They knew who they were, and they're putting their pictures up there. And reading Harvard's leading anti-Semites. And just like you said, a lot of the business CEOs are saying, I want the list of those names. I want to make sure we don't hire anyone like that.
Well, and Larry, remember, I wrote a book 40 years ago, 45 years ago, called Harvard Hates America.
Right.
That truck that you're talking about that's being driven around the Harvard campus, if you look at the bottom right on the side of it, it says HarvardHatesIsrael.com. And it's created by Accuracy in Media, which was created 40-plus years ago by a friend of mine, Reed Irvine, about the terrible liberal bias in the media. Not the media. This is academia, but they decided to do this Harvard Hates Israel thing. I sort of take great pride in it.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that, yeah. Again, like I said earlier, you're prescient as to what was going to happen. But we got these, I'm looking at a list of almost two dozen colleges, universities, where they continue doing this. And, of course, come Saturday, tomorrow, or maybe later today, hey, let's go party. You know, they're going to put it aside. It's just something to get out and act like they are involved when they still don't understand the horrific things that took place, even if the video's there in front of them.
So that's true. Now, Larry, I've been thinking about this, and I knew I was going to be on with you today. And it's a good thing for us to spend a minute talking about. Look, our country's great. It's the best ever. And one of the great things is the First Amendment, which guarantees us the right to free speech.
Yes, sir.
And assembly and all that. And legally, you do have the right.
Yep.
And if you want to be anti-Israel, legally, you have the right to go outside and yell it, I hate Israel. You could do that. However, you could say a lot of other things too, that you don't say. No one prevents you, but you're smart enough not to say it because it's so horrible. And one of the things that really PO'd me during the Trump years was when the Charlottesville thing happened, and Trump said, well, you know, they're good people on both sides. And the answer is they're not good people.
I don't want to get into politics, but there are good people on both sides. Some are there fighting for preservation of history. Some were there fighting to keep have the statues removed. But they didn't come there for violence. They came there to exercise free speech until rocks and things started.
My point is this, is there are some things that they're not two sides to.
Now, that I agree with.
So I'll give you the most glaring one is, I don't want to hear anybody defending the Holocaust or denying the Holocaust.
Right. Or making excuses.
I won't put up with it. No one in my presence, they will not get a sentence out of their mouth in front of me if they start saying, Holocaust never happened. I'll either just walk away and not listen because it's BS. And that's the same thing about last Saturday in Israel. There are not two sides to what happened.
No.
There is no defense of going out there into villages and burning babies and all that. Oh, my God.
And what does that accomplish for their main goal? Zero. Except ignite more people to engage in such activity. John,
I think their goal is to have a conflagration.
Oh, yeah.
On behalf of Iran and prevent Saudi Arabia and Israel getting together.
That's all about. John Labutiere, I want to thank you for your time and your insight. Stay safe, my friend.
Thank you, Larry. Talk to you soon again.
We will again. Coming up, more on what actually is happening behind the scenes. Stand by, please.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
This time of year, heavy rains, high winds, they can hit. And if you have any loose shingles, even the smallest hole in your roof, you're taking a major gamble with your biggest investment. I can tell you from personal experience, do not wait until you have water where it shouldn't be. Don't forget that John Beal has disaster crews, which can at least cover your roof until the damage can be fully repaired. Homeowner, business owner, call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. I have only one recommendation for you when it comes to jewelry. Vincent's Jewelers. I've had Vincent's custom make some pieces for me. I bought quality pieces right out of the case. Vincent's locally owned, supporting local charities for more than 42 years. Check their website daily for new items or specials. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Give Vincent's a chance for your business. Vincent's, my only jeweler. You can spend a lot of restless nights trying to figure out how you're going to make all those credit card payments. Why not consolidate all your debt into one manageable payment? My friends at Homestead Financial Mortgage can help with a cash-out refinance. Contact them today. Take the first step in regaining your financial freedom. Use my website, larry.homesteadfinancial.com. Take charge of your financial future. Go to my website, larry.homesteadfinancial.com.
News, analysis, opinion.
USA, USA. That's a big game, man.
President Xi's really losing control.
People in China didn't ask me about people mowing each other down in a mall.
This is News Talk STL.
It is their responsibility.
Hate is a metastasizing agent.
We're all keeping a close eye on this.
Illegal immigration is crazy right now.
This United States is not being overrun.
News Talk STL.
It is a crisis at the border without question.
At NewsTalkSTL.com.
I really, really enjoy a great cigar and a premium whiskey. And if you do, you should join me at Lit Cigar Lounge in the district off Highway 40 in Chesterfield. Lit is open to everyone, but I decided to become a member. You can too. Get special gifts, special events. Ladies, don't be intimidated. Bring a group of girlfriends. You'll also enjoy Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit also has a cigar and tobacco shop on Main Street in Old St. Charles. LitSTL.com. LitSTL.com.
You can text Larry right now at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
I had me a girl taught me those things a young man should know. Down, down on my knees and begging her feet to learn a little bit more. All that woman taught me to pray.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
All right, so we were talking earlier about the New York City police ordering all officers in full uniform today. Many times if they're doing some clerical work or just burglary, checking a burglary or car theft, you know, they may not be in full uniform. They're detectives. So they're not having to wear uniforms, but they want them all in uniforms unless they're involved in some undercover operation, be it reference drugs or the threat right now. We have seen that in addition to that, Jewish schools in the New York City area and in London and elsewhere across the nation closing. We know increased security protection around synagogues, but I will stress to you again, the jihadist terrorist in general, aside from the massive of group of Hamas or Hezbollah, you take the individual terrorists, even if it's an American-born terrorist, such as the St. Patrick's Day run in Boston, two guys using pressure cooker bombs, I should say. They look for soft targets. They look where they're not expected. So my advice to you, and I don't want you to live in fear, and I don't want you to worry and look at everyone with suspicion, but make sure you're aware of your surroundings. That's something you should do all the time. Maybe somebody just getting ready to steal your car, or maybe they're getting ready to sucker punch you as you walk toward them, you know, move away so they can't automatically reach out. That's far cry from trying to slaughter you, your family, or those you know. And as far as Hamas is concerned, when it called for the worldwide jihad, it targets primarily Israel and Jewish residents, but anyone else is also an open target. You could be an atheist. You're a target for them as well. We were talking to John Labutier a moment ago about what's happening with some of the college campuses, and it is correct, as he said, the power of money might be changing some of these colleges and universities that have these students out leading these various We Stand With the PLO or the Hamas group. You can't, you might want to support the Palestinian argument as far as more land and a two-state solution, which had been proposed. It had been proposed. Yasser Arafat was ready to sign off on it decades ago and then walked away from it. And since then, there's been this constant effort how we can revive it. The closest we've come is the Abraham Accord, which might well be part of the spark behind the timing of this Hamas event, because Saudi Arabia was preparing to sign off on that and make closer alliances and relations with Israel. United Arab Emirates had already come out and said, we support Israel. Egypt issued a statement along with Syria and Lebanon that they are going to support Hamas. And then inside our halls of Congress, we have members who support Palestinian organizations, the PLO. And I'm not talking about Palestinians in general. They will fully call out the PLO. The PLO is as different from Palestinians as Hamas is from Gaza Strip residents. They can be one and the same. They may share some common ground, but the Gaza Strip residents are just trying to get by day to day, take care of their family. And those living in Palestine doing the same thing. But of course, the terrorists would take any affront to their community in general and blow it up. And the same with Hamas. I can hear some out there, you are going to side with one of those groups and against Israel. My question to you is, how can you possibly explain and excuse and say it's right for what we saw Hamas do when they went into Israel the other day? You can't. There is no way for you to fully explain it. I mean, there is no explanation for chopping off a baby's head or shooting a child while a mother's trying to protect them, or a mother hovering over a child, hacking her to death while the child is under it. Who knows what happened to that child? There's no excuse for that clip of audio I played earlier. And I'm telling you, the video itself was horrific. As they grab this young Jewish girl, they're shouting at her and obviously condemning and cursing her. And somebody throws gasoline on her and they light it and she falls back and running, starts trying to roll over and put them out, but she can't. And she continues, then she's on her back, and it's just basically flames coming from her chest and part of her leg. And then somebody comes along and throws more fuel, and she explodes in a ball of fire. And I don't think death came soon enough for that young woman. There's no excusing that. There's no explanation for it. It is a war crime. It is a crime against humanity. And those people should pay the ultimate price. Let God show them mercy down the road, not from me. But we have already seen some coming forward looking for another way to support the PLO, the Hamas. AOC-backed Starbucks Union. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, remember, she was a barista at Starbucks before she ran and got elected to Congress. The union representing 9,000 baristas, they put out a tweet, solidarity with Palestine. Now, let me break it down for you. Where they say that, if you're talking about solidarity with Palestine, is not as bad as solidarity with the PLO or Hamas. But the timing of it, we know what they intended. The timing, it was released right after the Hamas massacre of 1,200 Israelis that we know of. Starbucks Workers Unity tweeted, solidarity with Palestine, and then quickly deleted it. So they knew right then, whoa, we shouldn't have done that. And the comment was condemned by Starbucks headquarters in Seattle. Good for them. One union organizer, however, said, there are no two sides to apartheid, free Palestine. That's an argument that's been around forever, that Palestine is under the boot of the Israelis and Israel is enforcing apartheid rule. That's for another day, and it's you can argue, you can shout even at each other, but there's no reason to go out and kill and murder civilians, especially babies. Starbucks management issued this statement, referencing Starbucks United, which is an affiliate of the Service Employees International Union. And it stayed up. The post was up until the Washington Free Beacon noted it and started posting what they were doing. And immediately then, Starbucks management issued this. To be clear, we unequivocally condemn these acts of terrorism, hate, and violence, disagree with the statements and views expressed by Workers United and its members. Workers United words and actions belong to them and them alone. That is very close to what the University of Harvard professor, or I should say president, said when originally she was silent about these 30-plus student groups out there chanting, you know, free Palestine, free PLO, support Hamas. And then she got, I'm sure, many calls from donors, alumni, that say, you want more money from me? You step up and put an end to it. So she did. Said they do not represent this university. They have their free speech to say that, but you don't represent us. And to that extent, as if they want to go out and be part of that, then they're identified as to who they are despite their mask. You exercise your free speech, others can exercise theirs, and call out who you are. The Israeli investigation into the security failures that allowed the Hamas slaughter is underway at so many different levels right now. Even as the fight continues, the rockets hit the Gaza Strip and the battalions of Israelis prepare to go in for a ground battle. The investigation of what actually happened, it might take months, even longer, to identify what and who failed, but the answers are essential. One retired IDF general says we owe it to our people. His comments when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want to give someone something which they will really enjoy? Give them a Cafe Napoli gift card. You pick the amount, and they pick which of the Cafe Napolis they want to visit. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Cafe Napoli in Town and Country, Napoli 3 on the streets of St. Charles, or right next door, Napoli C. The Napoli gift card. It's the perfect gift for anyone or your entire office. Cafe Napoli. Cafe Napoli.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
It's a total collapse. I'm not going to say any excuses. It's a total collapse. It's a systematic collapse. It's the intelligence, it's the whole defense system. The defense system has a lot of elements, you know. It's defense, it's the technology, it's the deployment of the army, it's the backup, it's so many things. It all collapsed. So we cannot, you know, saying that any excuses is not acceptable. We have to inquire that, we have to investigate it, we have to learn a very serious lessons. By the way, in none of the scenarios, we had an idea that the Hamas from a terror organization will act as an army. What we think today is that Iran is behind it. Their plan is a copy-paste of the Hezbollah. They have a similar plan in the north, you know, take over the exactly the same thing that we have seen here. But then again, we should have guessed or learned or take under a serious assumption that such thing could have happened. And we didn't.
And we didn't. And people died. Were tortured. And kidnapped. And tortured again. And maybe killed. And Israel understanding their security failures is also important to the U.S. and the world as a whole. Again, that is a retired general from the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces. If you joined us in the beginning of this hour, you heard him then too, because I thought it was important to reemphasize him acknowledging, and he's been on the inside with IDF, that we failed. There's no other excuse. He admits that. Now, against that backdrop, Tennessee Republican Senator Marshall Blackburn is calling on President Joe Biden in a letter to terminate National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan because of the Hamas terrorist attacks. Now, let me set the stage for you correctly here. Jake Sullivan has nothing to do with the Israeli security. But here's where Senator Blackburn is going with this, a letter dated today, calling for Sullivan's, quote, immediate removal, writing that he has, quote, routinely misled the entire government about the status of security threats around the world. Now, again, this is Jake Sullivan, National Security Advisor. She also issued a statement to Breitbart News saying, just days before Hamas launched their violent surprise attack against Israel, President Biden's National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, told us the Middle East is quieter today than it's been in two decades. In other words, while they are not in charge of Israeli security, they should be aware of what's happening. They should know, and what you already suspect and know, and you're not in an intel committee or at that level. What we left behind in Afghanistan, Taliban has now used against Afghanis, and no doubt have sent many of them or sold them to Russia to help battle Ukraine and are to Lebanon to be snuck into the Gaza Strip for Hamas and Hezbollah in Lebanon. You would be stupid. Let me put it clearly. You'd be stupid to think that those weapons are not being used in some fashion against people who might be alive if they did, the enemy did not possess those kinds of weapons, which we left behind because our Pentagon leaders said, well, it costs way too much to extricate all this. We'll just leave it. You know, if you're going to leave it, you do something like we were taught in Marine boot camp combat training. You put a phosphorus bomb on top of it, a canister, looked like a tear gas canister. Put it on the block of a Jeep or a truck. When that phosphorus ignites, it will melt down that engine. It will be unusable. You gather all the rifles, the ammunition. You do the same thing. You do not leave them intact, and yet we did. Did you remove the firing pin even? Even if they did that, that's easy enough repaired. Blackburn said that Sullivan has used the same poor judgment that gave us a disastrous Iran nuclear deal in 2015 and helped botch the Afghanistan withdrawal, leaving our equipment in the hands of the Taliban. Exactly what I was pointing out. Stupidity does come around to bite you in the butt. You think you'd learn from it. Right now, the Biden administration is saying all the right things, but at what point, and it could happen by Monday, oh, Israel's got to back off, you know, ease up. You know, you can't push 1 million into an area that's already occupied by 1 million and without causing them issues and troubles, really. And our colleges and universities need to be dealt with swiftly by donors. If you're against this kind of stuff, you need to speak up, hold your money, demand it back. The Babylon Bee, as you well know, is a satire publication. And they put this in a headline which is noted. It pretty much hits the nail on the head. The headline reads, Harvard student, it's actually true to some extent, Harvard student leaves lecture on microaggressions to attend Kill the Jews rally. Leaving microaggressions, gender issues to go attend Kill the Jews rally. Coming up next, is our intel agency lying to us? Remember our slogan, One Nation Under God.